President John Dramani Mahama has observed that the best legacy to bequeath a nation is a disciplined, knowledgeable, skilled and hard-working youth. It is with this sense of duty that government is focused on building an equitable society with particular attention on the increase and expansion of educational infrastructure. The president was addressing award winners of the 2012 BECE at the Banquet Hall in Accra as part of the 56th Independence Anniversary. The 20 deserving students were decorated with medals by President Mahama. Pascalina Dadivo was there.
Instituted some 20 years ago, the President's Independence Day Awards is to reward excellent performance, good conduct and moral behavior at the basic level of education. The criteria for selection is done in a transparent and fair manner, where selected students face an interview panel made up of independent district directors of education. The 20 students, majority of them offering general science at a senior high school, look forward to becoming medical doctors, psychologists, accountants, and meteorologists. In different local languages as well as English, the students place a request before government.
Mr. President, we are grateful to the government for the 1,000 one laptop policy. We plead for the speeding up of the laptop distribution. It is our hope that this ongoing policy will promote teaching and learning in our schools. We are grateful for the many and varied projects that are ongoing. We look forward to the construction of many more good schools, hospitals, good roads, and creation of job opportunities in the country, as well as vast improvements in the agricultural sector.
Minister of Education, Professor Jenana Opoku-Agyeman, said over the years, the awards have impacted positively in shaping the career paths of the young intellectuals. She urged the deserving students not to allow complacency to creep into their academic journey.
Since 1994, about 300 students have benefited from this scheme, with a great number of them moving on to become teachers, medical doctors, lawyers, engineers, pharmacists, business persons, entrepreneurs, accountants, administrators, and many more.
President John Mahama indicated that the future is now, and as young people, they represent the hope and pride of the nation. They are therefore required to work in concert with each other to realize the vision of their forebears. President Mahama noted that this modern age of technology calls for critical thinkers, and that is why government is expanding the distribution of laptops to cover 10,000 students every year. There are other social interventions like the job and enterprise centers in all regions to sensitize young people to see entrepreneurship as a useful venture.
There are the scientists whose discoveries will shine the light on socio-economic development of our country's future. There are the doctors whose hands will perform the most spectacular medical miracles the nation is yet to experience. And for some of you, you are the engineers whose sophistication our nation will depend on for its future. I am happy to work with you in advancing the progress of our dear country Ghana, where the hopes and aspirations of our youth shall be kept alive within the many opportunities we are working hard to create. As the nation recognizes and decorates you today, we do so hoping that you will be a model for your peers and that you will encourage others to attain the great heights that you have attained.
The 20 deserving students received medallions, a scholarship package, laptops, cash prizes, and a crystal plug. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevu, Accra.